Good morning and welcome to Saturday on the Wake Up Call. And I know I've been disappointing a lot of people because Saturdays we are normally reserved for the Holy Spirit stories. But as I told you before, because Exodus is such a challenge, 40 chapters and we've got 14 weeks, we had to take in Saturdays to cover the text. Now, I think we've come to a compromise. We're going to finish September with Psalms on Sundays, and then we're going to get to Holy Spirit stories on Sundays in October, and we'll see how that goes. So, just that's an update. It's Saturday, September the 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin this Saturday, as we always do, with consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, I Am Who I Am. Welcome to Ontology 101. Hear now the word of the Lord from Exodus 3, verses 13 through 15. Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. I am sometimes chided by my word choices in the wake-up call, especially by my dad, the Hall of Fame farmer from Arkansas. I'm going to introduce a word today that may put me in hot water with him and some of you. The word is ontology. You know what it means? Now, to show that it's not an overly complicated word, I can change the T to a C, and you will know exactly what that word means, oncology. Now, it's a matter of practicality. Oncology, of course, is a study of cancer, something far too many of us know far too much about. It's gotten painfully practical in our lives. Ontology, with a T, is a term from the field of metaphysics. More precisely, according to the Oxford Dictionary, ontology is the philosophical study of the nature of being, becoming, existence, or reality. It's all the stuff we assume but never think about because our life is moving too fast to even consider it. Metaphysics is for a rainy day. But then it rains, and we have a leak in the roof that must be fixed. If we had to name a subject for which the Bible is a textbook, it wouldn't be world religions. It would be ontology. So why does this word matter today? In the middle of what is now a week-long encounter at a bush on fire but not burning up. Moses asks God the ontological question today. Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" Don't you love how Moses warms up to the idea of obeying God with, "Suppose I go"? Moses wants to know with whom he deals here. Is this the desert God, or the sun God, or the moon God, or the slave delivering God? Which divine being is Moses engaging at this unburning bush? And God drops the ontological boom sauce. God said to Moses, "I am who I am." This is what you are to say to the Israelites. "I am has sent me to you." This is the ontological trump card. I am who I am. It means something like, "I am God and there is no other. I am the ground of all being. There is no one like me. There is no equal to the being who precedes all beings." God also said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you.'" For whatever reason, this God of all gods, aka I am who I am, has chosen to make a covenant with this obscure family become nation and favored them above all other peoples so that they might live as a sign of God's majestic and merciful glory for the sake of all other peoples. Now, I am is about to rescue them with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. So why does ontology matter? Here's how I see it. There are two modes of our life, our existence and our being. There is how we exist in the world and who we are at the core. To the extent the core of our being is grounded in the ontological being of Almighty God, who is I am, we will flourish in peace and prosperity, irrespective of our circumstances. To the extent our core being is not grounded in the ontological being of Almighty God, we will slavishly strive to maintain our existence, whether we be rich or poor, by any and all means available to us, turning to any and every god we can conjure up who might help us, including I am, as part of the pantheon. God desires and delights to be with us in a comprehensive fashion, not as a peripheral help. He is looking for people who will pray, "Have me," rather than just plead, "Help me." He wants us to build our house on the rock rather than the sand, because the storms are coming. Is our core being flourishing in a grounded relationship with the one true and living God? Or are we just scraping out an existence the best way we can? So let me practically serve you as an ontologist today by asking you these questions. Is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ the core and central reality of your being and reality? Or do you turn to God only when you need help? Are you increasingly abiding all the time in relationship with Jesus Christ, or is he someone you once trusted for eternal salvation? Do you depend on the fullness of the Holy Spirit to flourish in your daily life, or are you hardly conscious of the Holy Spirit's presence and activity? Why do I ask you such probing questions? I am sent me. And let's pray the prayer for deliverance today. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I hear you saying, Exodus over me, over my family, so many people who I love who are struggling right now. Exodus over my church. Exodus over my city, my country, even the world. I receive your deliverance from myself as the center of my universe and my need to have you revolve around me. I receive your deliverance into a universe where you are the center of gravity. And I revolve around you. That would be the ontological universe, Lord. I have so often and for so long turned to you as a transactional God for functional help. I need you when I need you, and I don't when I don't. I'm coming to the place where the center of gravity in my life must shift from me to you. You will be the ground of my being. Your life will become my life. Your love will become my love. Your power will become my power. Thank you, Jesus, for making me a disciple of yours, rather than me constantly calling on you to run my errands. I receive it, Lord, and as you decree it, I declare it. Exodus. Now let it be as you decree for my good, for others' gain, and for your glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. The journal prompts today, I already said them. Because we're running short on time, I'm going to leave you to go back to the email. Those are those three questions, right? Quickly, I'll say them. Is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ the core and central reality of your being and reality? Or do you turn to God only when you need help? Number two, are you increasingly abiding all the time in relationship with Jesus Christ? Or is he someone you once trusted for eternal salvation? And number three, do you depend on the fullness of the Holy Spirit to flourish in your daily life? Or are you hardly conscious of the Holy Spirit's presence and activity? Just be honest about those. Listen, honesty is not self-condemnation. It's just telling the truth. And Jesus said, the truth will set you free. We're going to sing here in a second. We're going to sing an ontological hymn, okay? I know this is heavy stuff for a Saturday, especially when you're used to a good Holy Spirit story. So I appreciate you just going with me, saying, JD, listen, you're driving the bus. We're going where you're going. We're going to sing. I mean, this is a long way from Sanctuary, our Saturday song. It's immortal, invisible, God only wise. It's number 7. It's up close to the front. We'll sing all 4 verses. Let's just get into it right now. You ready? I love this hymn. It's so massive. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, nor wanting, nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. To all life thou givest, to both great and small, in all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish as leaves on the tree, and wither and perished, but naught changeth thee. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All praise we would render, O help us to see, 'tis only the splendor of light hideth thee. And let's sing an amen. Amen. Those big hymns, they just are calling. They're the mighty engines of all songs, and they're just calling for the caboose of an amen, aren't they? Well, guys, I know that's a big swing for a Saturday, but you were here for it, and thanks for that. Ontology. Let's all just become amateur ontologists, okay? That would please the Lord. People who just get lost in the greatness of His glory. That's what an amateur ontologist is, someone that plays because they love it. That's really what I am. I'm an amateur ontologist. It's going to be a good day today. We've got to get out and sow for a great awakening. I'm going to be in Florida today. I'm in Florida. I've been down here for 2 or 3 days. I'm so honored to celebrate the wedding of Mary Grace Munson and Mitch Mello, my dear friends Eric and Susie Munson from many years ago, invited me to be the officiant at the wedding of their firstborn and only daughter. They got 2 sons coming after, but we're going to be down in Rosemary Beach today celebrating this wonderful couple and uniting them. Actually, the Lord will have to unite them, and He is, and He will. So that's my Saturday. I'll be sowing for awakening among many of my old friends from way back in college, and I'll probably make some new friends here along the way too. So get your seats. We'll be back here tomorrow for a psalm. We're bringing Holy Spirit stories back in October. But for today, we're sowing for a great awakening. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.